Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Aunt Sally.
And I'm Princess Tamalpa. Gee, Aunt Sally, there's been so much rain lately. I'm really looking forward to drier weather so I can go for a walk in the woods.
I know what you mean. You'll enjoy the story I have this morning. It's called A Cottage in the Woods.
Sounds great.
This is the story of A Cottage in the Woods. Once upon a time, there was a poor woodcutter who lived at the edge of a large forest with his wife and two daughters. Usually the woodcutter would come home for lunch, but one day he had so much to do in the forest, he asked that his lunch be sent out to him.
Lysel, come in from play now.
Yes, Mom.
Lysel, as eldest daughter, you shall take Father his lunch. It's all packed in this tin, and he's left a trail of sunflower seeds for you to follow. But don't stray from this trail.
Oh, Mom, do I have to? I hate walking in that old, gloomy forest.
Yes, you do. Just remember to follow the trail of sunflower seeds. You'll be all right.
It's getting dark, and that wind brings the chill of night. What was that? Oh, this place is scary. I want my mom! Wait, is that a light blinking through the trees? Yes! What luck! I'm sure the good people living there will take me in for the night.
Come in!
Entering the little old house, Lisa saw an old man sitting at a rickety wooden table, holding his head with both hands. His hair was as white as cotton, and his beard so long it draped over the table and rolled along the floor like a carpet. Sitting in cozy fashion by the fireplace were three animals, a hen, a rooster, and a cow.
Well, what is it?
Please, sir, I'm lost, and it grows dark in the forest. Would you shelter me for the night?
Hen, rooster, cow, what say you now? They say yes, but you must cook us our supper.
All right. Where is your kitchen?
Through that door yonder.
Liesel found the kitchen full of good things and cooked a fine supper, but alas, had no thought for the animals. They sat and watched while she served herself and the old man.
Oh, I'm so tired. Is there a bed I can sleep in?
Hen, rooster, cow, what say you now?
She's not thought to feed us some.
She thinks the forest's creepy and the birds are dumb.
Ooh, she's not the one.
Liesel couldn't understand the animals and supposed again that they had said yes, for the old man continued.
Upstairs are two beds. Shake them up. Put clean sheets on them. You may sleep in one. I will take the other.
Thank you, kind sir.
Then up the stairs went the tired girl and found the two beds. She shook out and made the one, but being so very tired, decided to lay down before she made the one for the old man. Alas, she fell asleep. Sometime later, the old man came up to bed, but found his bed unmade, and the girl sound asleep. Seeing this, he shook his head.
I have been waiting and waiting, but she is not the one.
So saying, he touched her with his staff, and she disappeared. Back at the edge of the forest, the woodcutter arrived home, tired and hungry.
Dear wife, whatever happened to my lunch today?
Didn't Lysel find you?
No.
Oh, dear. That means she's still out in the woods.
I'll go out to find her.
The woodcutter, tired from his long day's work, went back out into the forest, lantern in hand, to look for his daughter. I'm sorry to say he tripped on a root and sprained his ankle and had to hobble home. The next morning, Joanna, the younger daughter, offered to look for her sister.
I love the woods, and I know its trails better than Liesel.
Yes, daughter, I'm thinking I should have sent you in the first place.
Indeed, Joanna, You know those woods almost as well as I, for we have spent many a morning chopping wood together. But it's a very large forest, and there are places not even I have been in. So if you lose your way, remember this. Keep the setting sun to your back, and you will come home, for we are to the east of the forest.
Thank you, Father. I'll remember. Don't worry, Mum. Goodbye.
Goodbye, daughter.
Goodbye, child, and Godspeed.
Joanna walked lightly through the woods, keeping a sharp eye out for her sister. The forest creatures scampered about in trees and burrows. Sunlight sparkled through the oak leaves, making pretty patterns on the forest floor. It was a lovely day for a walk. After a while, Joanna realized she had not found Liesel, and it was getting late. Although she hated to break the peacefulness of the forest, she decided to call out,
Liesel! Liesel! Oh, I think I heard her over there.
She ran to the spot, only to see a mockingbird fly away in the afternoon sun.
A mockingbird? Oh, no. Now I fear I'm really lost. I was being so careful to keep track of where I was going and which way was home, but now...
And she looked all around her in wonder.
Now I'm not sure where I am. These trees are not oak. They're tall, with green moss covering their bark and hanging from their branches. I guess I've never been this deep in the forest before. Where's the sun? If I can see the setting sun, I'll know which way to go.
But the sun had already slipped behind the hills, and even its last rays were blocked by a mist rising from the damp forest ground.
Mother and Father have always told me not to wander when I'm lost. I'm to stay put wherever I am, and they'll find me. So I guess I'll just sit down on the root of this old mossy tree and wait. Ooh, I've been here for hours, and I'm cold and I'm scared. I wish someone would come and find me, yet I don't see how anyone could in this fog. I can barely see my hand in front of my face. What's this? I see a light. Oh, it must be Father. Here I am. Father! Oh, dear, my words are muffled by this fog. I'll just run to the light. Of course, I can see him, but he can't see me. Oh, it's a house. It's not Father at all. I must go in or I'll die of the cold.
Come in! What is it?
Please, sir, I'm lost and the forest is very cold. Would you shelter me for the night?
Hen, rooster, cow, what say you now? They say yes, but you must fix us our supper.
Oh, gladly will I do so. Where is your kitchen?
Through that door yonder.
As Joanna went to the kitchen, the hen turned her head to watch her go. The rooster turned his head to watch her go, and likewise the cow turned her head and watched. The old man was facing the kitchen door anyway, and so had only to lift the lids on his eyes to watch her go. Time passed, and still the old man and the animals watched the kitchen door. All at once it brushed open, and in swept Joanna with a steaming kettle of hot soup and five bowls.
I hope you don't mind, old grandfather, but I made enough to serve your fine animals as well. First, of course, I shall serve you, my host. Oh, I forgot your spoon and napkin. Just a minute. There, now for your animals.
The animals don't eat soup?
They don't? Then what am I to feed them?
There's barley and hay in the barn.
Where's the barn?
Out the back door.
Out to the barn she went and brought back two bowls of barley for hen and rooster and a whole armful of sweet-smelling hay for cow. She stroked the animals as she fed them, talking to them in a gentle voice. When they were finished, she brought them fresh water in a deep bucket. With the old man and the animals cared for, Joanna sat at the rickety table and ate her own bowl of soup.
Oh, excuse me. I saw the hen and rooster putting their heads under their wings and the cow kneeling by the fire, and I felt tired. If you have an extra blanket, I can sleep on the couch there.
Hen, rooster, cow, What say you now?
She's just eating with us.
She has given us drink.
Ooh, she's had a kind word for us all.
She is the one. We will answer her call.
Joanna didn't understand the animals, so looked to the old man.
Upstairs are two beds. Shake them up and put clean sheets on them. You may sleep in one. I will take the other.
Thank you, kind sir.
Upstairs, Joanna shook both beds and made both up with clean sheets. When the old man hobbled up the stairs on his rickety old legs, he was very pleased to see his bed and immediately lay down in it, his white beard stretching down to his toes, and went to sleep. Joanna lay down on the other, asked God to keep her father and mother from worrying too much, then fell soundly to sleep herself. In the middle of the night, the girl was awakened by a crashing sound.
What's happening? It sounds as if the house were falling apart. God, protect us!
So saying, she hid under her covers until the horrible crashing stopped. Too afraid to peek out, she...
A dream I had last night. But what's this? Where's the old rickety bed? Where's the house? I'm lying in an ivory bed with a canopy of red velvet trimmed in white lace and a cover of red satin. This room... Well, it must be part of a king's castle, it's so large. Look at that wallpaper. Why, it's not paper, but silk. Green silk with golden flowers painted on it. Oh, how those flowers sparkle in the morning sun.
Joanna got up to look more closely at the golden-flowered wallpaper.
Oh, what am I wearing? A white satin nightgown? Where's my workaday dress that I fell asleep in last night?
As if in answer to her question, a golden-crowned sparrow hopped onto the windowsill and sang its greeting. Then flew away.
What a dear little bird! Now about my dress. Oh my, I'm no longer wearing a nightgown, but a beautiful pink velvet dress and tiny pink satin slippers. I've never had such a colorful dress. I feel like one of the primroses in Mom's garden.
I thought you might like pink.
Oh, kind sir, you startled me. Please tell me, where am I?
You're a guest in my house, dear, as you were last night. I am King of the Forest.
King of the Forest?
Yes, but I'm old and worn out and will soon be called away. I've been waiting for someone to take my place. Someone whose heart loves animals as well as people and who would enjoy learning more of the forest. You are that person, my child. Will you take my place as ruler of the forest?
I?
Yes, this castle would be yours with all the wealth it holds.
Kind sir, you honor me, but first I must ask, since you're king of the forest, if you've seen my sister Liesel. She got lost trying to take father his lunch.
I know all about it.
Liesel!
Joanna, thank you for freeing me from the spell.
What spell?
Remember that mossy tree you sat beneath last night?
Yes.
That was me.
Old King, did you put a spell on my sister?
Oh, don't be angry, Joanna. I learned a lot being a tree.
And so will you, Joanna. For if you agree to become queen of the forest, you will learn the ways of the woods by becoming each of its creatures.
You mean I become a squirrel?
Yes.
And a flower?
Yes, everything.
Oh, how wonderful. Yes, Your Highness, I agree. I would like to be the new queen of the forest.
All at once, in came hen, rooster, and cow, along with wood pigeons, squirrels, rabbits, lizards, and many other woodland creatures. Long live Joanna, queen of the forest, they all cheered, each in its own language. Joanna giggled with excitement, for now she understood them. The old king sent a goldenrod coach drawn by 6 flag-tailed deer to the house at the edge of the forest. The woodcutter and his wife were much surprised when such a splendid carriage arrived at their gate. But they soon learned the story and came to celebrate the return of their elder daughter, Liesel, and the good fortune of their younger daughter, Joanna. With the old king as teacher, Joanna grew to be a wise and happy queen of the forest.
I liked that story, Aunt Sally. Joanna reminds me a little bit of Diana from the Greek myths, for they were both lovers of the woods.
As are you, Princess Timalpa. Incidentally, may I join you on your walk in the woods?
I'd love it.
Much as I like the story shop, sometimes I need to walk on a path without pavement to touch ferns and the soft red bark of a redwood tree just to get away from the city.
We do need a balance between city life and nature.